It was less a specific dance move or sequence and more of a stylistic template, a kind of two-step, but with a silky swagger. Yet the Shmoney Dance was the viral dance craze of 2014, and it helped launch the music career of the Brooklyn rapper Bobby Shmurda. That's him on the mic. Now, at the same time, Bobby Shmurda was in legal trouble, which led to a felony conviction and a prison sentence. After about 6 years behind bars, Bobby Shmurda is expected to be released on Tuesday. NPR Music's Rodney Carmichael and Sydney Madden have followed his story extensively for their podcast, Louder Than a Riot. They join us now. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks, Audie.
Hey, thanks for having us, Audie.
All right, so catch us up on Bobby Shmurda. What makes this case one to follow, a case that hip-hop fans have held on to?
Well, Bobby Shmurda was only 20 years old when his hit song, Hot Boy, went viral in the summer of 2014. And thanks to his charisma in the music video, it had a signature dance that blew up with it. And you got to remember, 2014, we were still in the early days of internet virality. So his story was kind of a rags-to-riches hip-hop story on hyperspeed. Because just as fast as his star was rising, Bobby was arrested and he got caught up in a major indictment. And part of the reason that hip-hop fans, that people hold on to Bobby so much, is that rapid rise and fall of fame.
Can you remind us how he ended up in prison, how he ended up indicted?
In December 2014, Bobby and several members of his GS9 crew got arrested. It was a major indictment that involved everything from drugs to illegal weapons charges and murder charges. And New York's special narcotics prosecutor actually used conspiracy laws to round them all up, which basically means that prosecutors can hold anybody in the enterprise responsible for the worst crimes that someone in their circle has committed. Bobby pled guilty to one count of illegal weapons possession and one count of conspiracy, and he's been serving time since 2016.
And a lot of the reporting that we really tried to hone in on is the larger sociopolitical backdrop that all this was happening under. Like Rodney said, we focused on RICO charges, which is kind of fashion for organized crime outfits, but that was used and weaponized to round up groups of black men and used in communities of color, and how Bobby's hip-hop persona was actually used against him.
The reason why we're talking about this is because it's possible he'll be released on parole. And, you know, he had this viral moment. Does he actually have a career to come back to?
Well, yeah. On the first question, according to the New York Department of Corrections, he's up for conditional release on February 23rd. And he'll be on parole for a maximum of 5 years, so until about 2026.
And in terms of him having a career to come back to, Adi, that's a bit more precarious. In Bobby's absence, there's really been this emergence of Brooklyn drill that has ushered in a new era for hip-hop's birthplace of New York. And there's new figures like Favio Foreign and Chef G and even the late Pop Smoke who really have become marquee names in the movement. But a lot of the seeds of that movement trace back to the viral whirlwind that Bobby created in 2014 with Hot Boy.
I know you guys have actually talked to him in the course of your reporting. Did you talk to him about how hard it would be to transition, right, to come home?
Yeah, one of the most crucial interviews we did throughout our series was the in-person with Bobby up at Clinton Correctional Facility in 2018. And we talked to him really about what he's learned in hindsight and how he's going to move going forward.
I learned about the gun law more. That been my problem. So I learned that even as a felon, I still can't have a gun, but I got to carry. So I told my bros who don't got felons and stuff, go get your license and stuff like that. I'm saying I tell a lot of people, rappers these days now that too. I'm saying because nobody wants police as security.
He's in a catch-22. Because of his history, he doesn't want to rely on police for protection. But the success he's experienced makes him too much of a potential target without any. And he doesn't want to leave his friends out in Brooklyn, and Brooklyn gave him so much of his flavor, but now Brooklyn is literally ground zero for where he can get hemmed up again.
Oh, so how does he plan to navigate this?
He told us he doesn't plan to move back to New York at all when he gets out.
Only if I got to go to shows. I love New York, but I don't want to do it. Only if I got shows, events, that's it. I'm good.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a really big deal because essentially, Brooklyn made Bobby who he is. You know, I mean, hip-hop, more than any other genre, it's always been about repping where you're from. And, This is the guy who helped revive Brooklyn's rap scene. And he's saying that he doesn't want to return home after everything that he's been through. I mean, his music is undoubtedly going to change. But more importantly, I think the way he maneuvers his reality is really what has to change.
That's Rodney Carmichael and Sidney Madden. Their NPR music podcast on hip-hop and incarceration is called Louder Than a Riot. Thank you to you both.
Thank you, Audie.
Thanks, Audie.
Jello Beats, holla at me.